Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Don't wait another second to call us. We don't have much time left. 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-723-4630.
CB from Chicago, Illinois, is on the line with us, Griff. And CB would like a listing dish.
Okay.
Hi, CB. How you doing?
Hi. This is so that Griff can really tear into me. Yes.
Well, I tell you what, Griff. I have looked this over already, and this is one, a person we can truly help. I love this kind of listing dish.
Okay.
You're going to be very excited, CB. We're going to give you a lot of good tips. And here's the number.
All right.
The item number.
All
right. It's 2018-8266-1260. Again, that's
doing all the things that Griff hates.
Hold on. Again, that number is 2018-8266-1260. Griff, maybe we should let her dish her own listing. She seems to know what she's done wrong.
and please refresh if you had it open earlier, because I made some edits.
Okay.
While you were.
So, Griff, tell us when you get there.
I'm here.
You want to read the title?
It says casual dress, Skechers, fashion sneakers, tan premium. Sports, athletics, women's 5.5 to 6.
Doesn't say shoes. Should shoes be in there?
Yeah. So you don't have shoes. That's a big one. People search on that.
Does it automatically understand shoes? I've tested that on occasion. Like, I know if I go into the boots category and I don't put boots in the title, that it still knows it's boots. Not that I would do that normally, but.
Well, so, yeah, I mean, I think it's an important word to have in there, but you're kind of keyword spamming with this, because these are listed as athletic shoes, and you're using words like casual and dress. And I'm assuming that people are searching for women's dress shoes. You're hoping to grab their eye. But these aren't dress shoes.
Casual dress is not. Got it. Yep. That's bad.
So both casual and dress are questionable keywords. I wouldn't use them. Fashion sneakers is okay. That's what, you know.
Oh, that's what they are. They're fashion sneakers, yeah.
Then why don't you have them listed? Let me see. I think there's a category, if I remember correctly. I just want to get back here and see this. Women's shoes. Oh, maybe there is.
Athletic. She's got it.
Yeah, it's under athletics. I know there's a category somewhere that I've seen. Women's clothing. I thought that there was a category for fashion sneakers, but I'm not seeing it now. So I could be wrong.
Yeah,
anyway.
I looked around what other people were doing, because I'm not familiar with these things.
Yeah.
I had to research, and obviously the casual dress, that was bad research. I thought that was accurate.
Yeah, I wouldn't use those, right? So
No.
But I'd put the word shoes in there.
Okay.
I would.
And these are new, right?
They're new, but they were display, so they're new with defect, and there was a category for that.
Yeah, there is. So I would maybe change the title. I would not. You're using like all caps for some, like the word premium.
Yep.
And that's not a good idea. It's not grabbing attention. I tell you that.
I'm sorry. What about the fact that she has it for auction?
What do you mean?
It's an auction. Is that okay?
No, it's not an auction.
Oh, it's not an auction.
No, it's a buy it now.
Oh, you're just selling
price.
It for 99 cents.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Oh.
With $9.99 shipping, which is reasonable. So, yeah, these seem like a good deal at 99 cents. They should be gone by now. Let's see
if they're
right.
That's what I'm afraid of.
How does a person feel when they see 99 cents and they go, yay, and then they go down and see that shipping is going to be 10 bucks?
Well, 10 bucks isn't that unrealistic for shipping.
What about?
I can change it. I can make them.
No. Griff is more authority than I am here. But what I would have done is folded it in and charged, you know.
Well, I know.
$10 for the shoes and then free shipping.
Yeah.
That's.
I went back and forth. I'm thinking if I'm giving them away as a gift, then I would then maybe charge the shipping, but then maybe it wouldn't be seen like a gift anyway. So, yeah.
But you know, the thing of it is I am a buyer who, if I see this, I say, oh God, okay, it's not really 99 cents. But if I see, it's a pair of sneakers for $11, free shipping, I'm going to buy it.
Yeah, there's a case for that.
There's a psychological thing there.
Right.
For the buyer. Okay.
Yeah.
How about her pictures, Griff? I think they're pretty good.
Pictures are pretty good. Yeah, they're big. I can see what you mean by defects. They're little blemishes, but you know that happens. But they look nice. The photos are good. They're pretty comprehensive.
You've got the box with it.
Yeah, I know what I'm getting. I'm not going to get
photos. Aren't my specialty. I have a sidekick for photos.
Well, you've done a pretty good job.
They're pretty good. I like.
So that's the box behind it, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
That's good.
All right.
I would say now we're getting, let's go right to the description. Your item specifics are fine. We don't have to go into those. Yeah, this is, you know what we're going to say, right?
Yes, she already knew, I think.
Did you create this because you knew what we were going to say? Or you did, didn't you? So, of course, you shouldn't be using all these different colored fonts, and you shouldn't be centering it, and I wouldn't have all these photos in the description. The photos are in the top. So there's too much text. I'm not going to read all this. When you're breaking down the size, you want to make sure, I mean, that's, it's okay. It's just, it's a little wordy, and you know how we feel about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look at the, oh, she said, so I just know Lee would love them. They're in their original box.
So here's the thing is you know who Lee is. And I know who Lee is, but people are going to see that and say,
"Oh, everybody knows." No.
Someone's going to see this and say, "Because buyers,
who the heck is Lee?"
Sellers listen to eBay Radio.
Hopefully, they won't buy him before Lee does.
Oh, did you put these up for her?
I've been trying to send these to her for a year.
Oh, okay. See, there you go.
I'm not. You know, by the time I put a sock in it, sometimes.
Put a sock in it.
If it's a 5.5 and then I have to wear socks.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a little too tight for me. I'm not sure.
I know. Read the description. See, I'm very good about that.
The soles and insides, however they were used, I thought a great deal. They were too small for me and they're adorable, so I know Lee would like them. Some of the handling marks.
So talk about.
Snug with all the cushioning, so they're size 6, they would best fit a large 5.5 or a small 6, mm-hmm. especially if wearing socks.
Oh, that's good. Thank you for letting me know that.
See.
What about now the pictures that she has embedded here?
So I'm not a big fan of doing this, only because
Let's talk about, this is important, because as a buyer, I hover over those pictures, and it drives me nuts because I can't see all the time the detail. And that's why I do this, to get those pictures nice and large. Now, on a phone, you can lots of times, you know, increase the size. You can zoom in really well.
Yeah.
But on a computer monitor, I always have issues. And I find that I sell things at a higher price than other people where detail is better and putting them in there. But also, it does clutter the description, so I'm torn on it.
So I can tell you that these pictures, let's see where they live. I got to get back to the listing. I have too many windows open. My life is just, there we go. So you're using something called Way Cool Stuff. Is that your site?
That's my personal website.
Right. Okay.
And I'm just hosting the. This is all HTML code. I'm not using any service.
Right. Yeah. So I guess it's a matter of taste. I don't recommend using images.
It's too much to look at.
It's too much. Yeah.
Okay.
I think people are very, especially in mobile, but both in the desktop too. People can zoom in. One of the things about your photos that you've uploaded to eBay is that some of them, I think, you severely cropped. For example, I'll give you the number of the photo. It's photo 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The 6th photo. When you use the zoom feature, it doesn't work because what you did is you took a big photo and you cropped it, and now it's not going to zoom. Whereas if you had taken a close-up of that same area of the shoe with the same resolution setting on your camera, you'd have a nice big photo they could zoom in on. So cropping, cropping can do that. But all your other images, let me see, I just want to be free. I can get in more than close enough to see these. I mean,
good, okay.
Yeah, I would not have the images. And again, centered text is not
very good. Bad.
And all these different colors, not good. You would think, oh, but it grabs people by the eyes. Let me tell you why that's not true. Retailers spend millions and millions and millions of dollars doing buyer research because they need to get it right, because they want to succeed. You will never, ever see a retailer use different colored fonts like this in when describing it.
So she just sold the shoes.
To who?
I don't know.
I wonder who.
I have no idea.
Well, there's your dish. They're sold, so I guess that's all that counts, CB. Thanks.
4.8.
This segment was brought to you by Worth Point. Coming up, our next segment.
There are plenty of places you can shop for shipping supplies, but there's only one place that will treat you like family. That's Bubble Fast. They're big enough to price their products competitively, but small enough that owners Mark and Robin Levine actually answer the phone themselves. Just call their shipping hotline at 877-599-SHIP. You won't get that kind of close-up and personal service from a catalog, and you won't get professional advice on packing either. Mark and Robin have been helping e-commerce sellers pack and ship since 1999. They sell on eBay just like you, and they use all of their own shipping materials. If they don't like it, they won't sell it. Join the Bubble Fast family on Facebook, subscribe to the Bubble Briefs newsletter, and call the Bubble phone at 877-599-SHIP. Find it all at BubbleFast.com. Providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. That's BubbleFast.com.
When it comes to shipping software, you've got plenty of options. But only ShipStation has been voted the number one choice of online sellers. That's because ShipStation makes shipping faster and easier than anybody else. ShipStation lets you automate and customize pretty much everything, from importing and processing orders to mixing and matching carriers. You can brand shipping labels with your logo, product photos, FAQs, do wireless printing, and a lot more. You can even include a return label. You're not tied to your computer either. ShipStation lives in the cloud and offers the first shipping software mobile app, so you can ship from anywhere, anytime, at the discounted rates you've come to expect. Add it all up, and it's easy to see why ShipStation is number one among online sellers. Get a 30-day free trial at ShipStation.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 405.
Providing five-star customer service is not that hard. Nancy Nelson is known on eBay as top-rated seller My Vintage Cat and an eBay educator. Here's a tip from the top of her list.
My number one tip for delivering five-star customer service is to put yourself in the buyer's shoes. What kind of customer experience do you expect? Think about what you look for when you are searching for that item and the customer service that you expect. Great customer service means that you are friendly, you are welcoming. You create policies that make people want to shop with you.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where you get rockstar parking, the paparazzi won't bother you, and you can use a silly fake name. Now, here's Griff and his long-suffering co-host, Lee.
And today's very last segment of the eBay Radio Ask Griffin Lee show is brought to you by B-Stock Sourcing, a better way to buy liquidation inventory.
So, you want to do the event calendar?
Yes, I think we have a lot. Let's try to get through as many as we can, I think.
Okay.
So, for those of you who are wondering where this lives, by the way, if you click on the, if you're in the player and you click on the archives or listen live, you can follow the links to seller events there, I think,
right? It says past episodes, I think.
Past episodes, mm-hmm. Exactly. So we're looking at the, on the voicemarketingradio.com site under seller resources, there's a link for seller events and we'll take it away.
Okay, you want to read the first one?
April 7th, which is tomorrow, Friday, at 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., the Hershey, Pennsylvania eBay group meetup will happen at the Hershey Public Library in Hershey, Pennsylvania. The topic will be group networking. Look for the eBay sign.
Albuquerque eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup is happening on Friday, April 7th, tomorrow, from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at University Quality Inn in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Creating a listing that sells, plus the 2017 Spring Seller Update, promoted listings, and guaranteed delivery. They're going to talk about a lot of stuff.
A lot of topics. April 8th, the Florida eBay Sellers Group Meetup will happen at, I believe this is a restaurant, Coijin Buffet in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. This is on Saturday, April 8th, from 12:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. The topic will be guaranteed delivery and other awesome eBay news. When you get there, go to the front desk of the restaurant and ask for the eBay group. The hostess will roll her eyes and point towards the room where all the raucous noise is coming from.
April 12th, 2017, Chicagoland area eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup is happening. And that is from 6:15 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Char House in Elk Grove Village, Illinois. And the topics, a Skype presentation by Mark Gorlin from Rhodey. He's such a great guy.
Yeah, Mark.
His new business, Rhodey, you know, he does a lot of things for charity and stuff. We just love him. Plus, removing active content and optimizing your listings for eBay Mobile.
On April 13th, that's a Thursday, the Greater New York City eBay e-commerce sellers group meetup will happen at 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. in the New York Public Library Columbus Branch Basement Community Room. That's in Manhattan. The topic will be writing the perfect eBay listing, and the speaker will be Kathy Terrell.
Then on April 15th, the eBay Oklahoma sellers group meetup is happening, and via Skype. And that's from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. The guest speaker is Casey, the rock star eBay flipper. This event will take place via Skype. To join in, you have to message Lisa.LLB317 via Skype at least 15 minutes before the scheduled start time. And if you want to be able to see these, Griff told you where you can come and look these up.
Exactly.
You hover over Seller Resources in a drop-down box. It'll say Seller Groups.
Mm-hmm.
Then on April 19th?
April 19th, the Casa Grande online eBay sellers group meetup will happen from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. on that Wednesday, April 19th, at the Cookie Jar in Casa Grande, Arizona. It's a restaurant. The topic will be an eBay Q&A, and Wi-Fi is available if you want to bring your laptop.
Then on April 20th, Minnesota eBay sellers group meetup, and that's a Thursday. It's from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., and where is going to be announced. So, again, if you live in Minnesota, you might want to go on our site and click on that.
On April 23rd, that's a Sunday, the Central Florida eBay Sellers Group Meetup will happen from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the Buenaventura Lakes Branch Library in Kissimmee, Florida. The topic will be eBay selling and marketing, plus how to identify and value antiques and collectibles.
And who will be there?
Well, you could guess, and you might get it right. It will be, wait for it, Will Seiple and Robin Levin from Worth Point.
And they will have had time to rest up.
Yeah, but they're back on the road because, you know what happens?
Yeah.
The next day, tell us.
Is the Heart of Florida eBay Sellers Group meetup at the Villages? 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Where at the Belvedere Library, the Villages, Florida. eBay selling, identifying antiques and collectibles, and email marketing. Speakers are Will Seiple and Robin Levin of Worth Point. Oh, they're going on another. Oh, I see what's happening. They're going on another trip.
I'm sorry, I can't go on. And then on April 25th, the Heart of Florida eBay Sellers Group Meetup, and will happen in Ocala. At the Wyomena Baptist Church in Ocala, Florida, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., the topic will be eBay selling, eBay marketing, and how to identify antiques and collectibles with, you guessed it,
who?
Will Seiple and Robin Levin from Worth Point. And there'll also be a representative from USPS. And that's all we'll do this week. We'll continue next week.
Okay. Well, Griff, it was a blast today.
This show went by so fast.
I love having those pop-ins. Aren't they fun? Especially when they come bearing gifts.
Yes. Christine is terrific.
I already sent the first three to her.
No good.
I got the emails, but I haven't. Here's good. Now I'm going to send the fourth one.
I'll have all of them right now.
Great. Yeah, that was fun.
This segment was brought to you by B-Stock Sourcing, a better way to buy it, liquidation inventory. We will be live on Tuesday, April 11th with eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. So join us then. Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication. Jason, Global Food for Thought.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.